Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the effect of financial independence. Specifically, do you show it off or do you hide it? And the interesting fact that this question even comes up at all, and why it comes up at this stage of your financial life. It's something incredibly common, that a question you will have to answer for yourself when you reach this point and beyond. So we're going to dive into that. Now, before we get into that today, quick shout out to new listeners in Purcellville, Virginia, my old stomping grounds. Hello there, Purcellville. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you for this connection. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. So we've spoken before about getting to that coveted level of financial independence. We've spoken about getting out of debt, which is often part of your personal journey. It's an important part because money is just an extension of how we see ourselves. So that's how it gets roped in here. We talked about the effect of being debt-free. We talked about the next stage after being debt-free, which is financial contentment, as you're saving up towards this coveted status of financially independent that we often all seek. And we talked about what that really means. So let's review that for a moment. To be financially independent is to have enough net worth in investments that you can live off of 4% of it per year for the rest of your life. So if you can craft a life you enjoy using nothing but 4% of your investments, then you are financially independent. Now that number is different for everybody, right? And we talked about how to find your ideal number, right? If the ideal life for you is pretty cheap to do, then you may not need all that much. If the ideal life for you is more lavish, then that number will be larger. But whatever that number is for you, when you reach that point and you do have enough money that you can live off of your investments, and you never really have to work again if you don't want to, it changes how you act. And we've talked about how the real you kind of coming out at that point. So now this question. So you've gotten there. If you haven't gotten there yet, I want you to imagine that you have gotten there. You have so much net worth. You don't need your job anymore if you don't want it. Maybe you like it and you enjoy it and you want to do it. Or it has some other perk that you like. It doesn't mean you don't work in something that makes money. It just means you can work in anything you want, whether or not it makes money. Huh. So do you choose to show that off? I mean, you worked really hard for it. But maybe you choose to hide that. So let's talk about why. Most people who are financially independent do not choose to let anyone know. They live small. They might live in the same house they always lived in. Or they might even downsize to like a little apartment or a condo or even like an RV. They might travel full time and seem to have just disappeared, maybe popping up on social media sometimes to share a photo. They probably don't drive flashy cars. And they probably don't wear the latest fashion. They are all around you, but I bet you can't spot them. This is for a couple of reasons. First, while you're getting out of debt and you're saving for your dream life, you're not buying fancy clothes and houses and cars or anything else, because all your money is going towards that cause, that dream of financial independence. And when you finally get there, you kind of like your less expensive clothes. You like your smaller house. You like your cheaper car. You like it better than anything else that you might buy. You forced a level of minimalism on yourself, and now you kind of like it. And that's one reason. But there's also a security issue. And this is not to discourage you from getting to this level. But it's the reality. If people think you have money, they will want some of it. And we're going to cover this more later on in how money affects relationships and how large-scale wealth affects security. But for now, even in this state of net worth, your net worth might be, I don't know, anywhere from the $800,000, $1 million range, $1.5 million, up to $3 million range, you're better off keeping your financial reality under the radar. Many people decide that they're better off if their children don't know, if their parents don't know, if their family is not aware. Because there's nothing like family coming around to manipulate you for cash. So you're usually better off keeping it quiet. Now this is not to discourage getting to this level, right? The old phrase, more money, more problems. Well, yes, but only if people know you have more money. Only if they know, right? So there's all kinds of security issues that come from a larger net worth. It makes you a bit of a target if people are aware of it. And so this is why you don't tend to see people shouting it from the rooftops all that much. And you might think that, oh, well, your net worth isn't really there yet, so you don't have a problem. Well, it depends on what country you're in, doesn't it? Because your, what you would call kind of a meager net worth that you're working on, if you travel to another country, even that can make you a target. It's quite often, actually, that people may walk around with more worth on their ring finger than someone in another country makes in 10 years' time. So whether or not you look like money really depends on the circumstances that you're walking around in. In some neighborhoods, you might not look like much. In other neighborhoods, you might look like a target. So it pays, as you continue your financial journey, to think ahead. Who would you care to trust with that information? Obviously, your financial manager, you should have one by now, is a good one. Do your homework. Obviously, they know your status, but it's their job not to go blabbing about that, and they don't. Your CPA, who's helping you from tax planning standpoint, they understand where you're at. They also are professionals, and they don't go blabbing it about. But you want to think ahead about that. Do you want the people who are going to inherit it in your will, whoever that may be, do you want them to know the extent of what, at the moment, they would be inheriting? I would say no, right? Because you never want to be worth more dead than alive. Do you want family to know that you've made it to this status? Oof, I don't think so. And I gotta be totally honest here. The problems with that, as much as you would think they'd be happy for you, it can incite jealousy from siblings, from cousins from parents, from children, from friends, from all kinds of people that you would be quite shocked would act that way. Your best bet is always to try not to look like money, to try not to look like a target, to try not to look like an opportunity, and to kind of keep it to yourself. And this is why people do. Your wealth can affect other people's behavior towards you if they know that you have that. And it can affect it in a couple of interesting ways. And we're going to talk about this more when we talk about how wealth affects relationships, but let's get into a little bit of it now, because this really does affect why you want to think about maybe keeping your net worth more quiet as you approach these more significant levels. Money and the increase in your net worth causes you and everyone around you to show their truth. Now, this gets really neat and interesting when it's you, because it will cause you to be the real you, to chase your real interests, to look for your real truth. That's great. It will also cause everyone around you to show their true colors as well. And their true colors might be really wonderful, or they might be petty, or they might be greedy, or they might be manipulative, and you didn't even know it. So in one sense, allowing that truth to be known certainly will cause everybody to come out of the woodwork and show who they really are. And there's something to be said for at least being aware of that now. Or you might choose to kind of avoid that and say, how about I just keep all these relationships happy right now, and let's just keep good people good and keep my actual net worth under wraps. So these are interesting considerations. And you thought that getting to the point of financial independence would be all roses and parties. It should be, and largely it is, but think seriously about how much of that you actually want to show off. Another consideration is by showing it off, you could help others to say, hey, I did it, you can do it too. And you can do that without actually revealing your net worth, right? What you want to avoid is being like, hey, I'm worth this huge chunk of money, check me out. That's what really makes you a target. If instead, you know, people just see you living the life you want to live, they will ask you if they want to know. They will say, how did you do that? How do you pull that off? And then you can explain to them, you know, oh, well, we worked really hard and we saved up. And you can tell them, here's how you calculate your magic number. And you can help them calculate their magic number without discussing yours. So there are aspects of this that you may want to keep quiet, that the overwhelming majority of people who are financially independent do keep it quiet for all of these reasons. So in general, no matter where you travel, it is best to not look like money if you can help it. So keep that in mind. As you move forward, make that part of your plan. Let me know your thoughts, questions, issues you've had in these various stages of your money journey. And as always, I'm wishing you, Perna Asati, complete connection.